1. Dr. No is a 1962 English movie directed by Terence Young that is the first James Bond film, and is adapted from the novel written by Ian Fleming. 2. James Bond, Sean Connery, the MI6 agent is assigned to go to Jamaica to investigate the death of another agent, John. Upon reaching, attempts are made to kill Bond but he escapes. He meets Felix, a CIA agent, and Coral, a local who helps Bond in further investigation. John was investigating the materials found on Crab Key Island operated by Dr. No, Joseph Wiseman. To stop this, Kent was killed. Bond and Quarrel go to Crab Key where they meet Honey Ryder, a shell collector. Quarrel gets killed by Dr. No's army and Bond and Ryder are taken captives. Dr. No is part of the Spectre and is planning to destroy a satellite launch. Bond escapes from captivity and spoils the plan. Dr. No gets killed in his fight with Bond and both Bond and Ryder escape the island with the help of Felix. 3. Sean Connery is a smart and handsome choice to play the first Bond. His physique, tall height and jaw-lined face made the movie more attractive along with the Bond girl Ursula Andress. 4. The inclusion of Bond girl does not seem necessary but just that, it adds more glamour to the story and into the life of a spy. Honey Ryder was not even a spy like other Bond girls but was hot as hell. 5. The acting by the cast was good and the location of Jamaica led to less use of props and buildings. Though Dr. No's factory was huge from outside and inside and located on an island. The set, if created, could not be differentiated. 6. Bond movie villains are always plotting something on a larger scale. Here we could see a satellite launch being tried to be averted. Terrorist organizations show their power by attacking the plans that are very core to a particular country. 7. There were not many spy gadgets in this movie but to make a huge tank during the 1960s that looks like a dragon even throws flames is worth appreciating. Hollywood has always been one step forward into the future. 8. This Bond movie is very easy to understand in terms of story and the terms used and is short in length also. The shooting camera features have been evolved over the years and thus it adds a very realistic effect to the movies of today. 9. A critically acclaimed movie that did financially well at the box office also. 10. A one-time watch and I say it's good.